ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हे कृष्ण। सो आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर दिस भगवद गीता क्लास एंड मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंटली आई वॉन्ट टू जस्ट थैंक द डिवोटीज हु गेव मी एन अपॉर्चुनिटी स्पेशली गोकुलानंद प्रभु टू प्यूरिफाई माई सेल्फ just speaking and just hearing about the Lord. So we are today, the topic is from the 10th chapter, 10th verse. It goes as follows. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam येन मामुपयान्ति ते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परफेक्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। बिफोर स्टार्टिंग द ट्रांसलेशन एंड परफेक्ट यू जस्ट ऑब्जर्व दिस वर्स। तेषां सतत युक्तानां भजतां व्हाट्स मोर प्रीतिपूर्वकं। एक्चुअली before coming to Krishna consciousness, God worship, or in one sense common term, believing in God, was out of fear. Or if I don't believe, what will God do? But here Krishna is just clarifying how you should worship God. Priti Purvakam. That is why, in short, Krishna consciousness is not God-fearing moment. It is God-loving moment. So, okay, we'll start with the translation. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Just repeat. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Purport. In this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord instructing Arjuna said that he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of Buddhi Yoga. Now, Buddhi Yoga is explained. Buddhi Yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and Yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, Buddhi Yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna. And when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculations to understand Krishna, he is acting in Jnana Yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in Bhakti Yoga or Buddhi Yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to the spiritual organization, but still If he is not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instruction so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain him. This is very important. I just repeat this last para. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, so there are many we see who, you can say in one sense, material education, they are not that advanced. They are not. Some are illiterate. What about them? Some don't know to speak English. Some can't speak properly. Some don't understand the philosophy so clearly. What about them? They are not that intelligent to understand. What about them? Proper rights. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but here is the point, is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain him. This is very beautiful. Okay, coming back to the verse. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. When we come to the verse, especially the word buddhi. Buddhi in many, in material sense, is intelligence. Buddhiman. So in general material terms, buddhi, he is a very buddhiman vyakti. It is generally assigned to a person who has a lot of degrees attached to his name. Second, a person who has done very good in material world. Very knowledgeable, very intelligent. Lot of money. Third, a person who is very powerful, who is very famous, is very intelligent. In any activity he does. Generally people term is as very buddhiman. But Srila Prabhupada says, what is real knowledge? What is buddhi? Okay, I ask the question. What is knowledge? Who is knowledgeable? What is knowledge? Who is knowledgeable? Yes. Getting a triple PhD.
To know about the goal of life.
Know about the goal of right. Right. In one sense, yes. Anyone else? What is knowledge? Mike can be passed here too.
To know what is matter, spirit, and the controller of both.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else?
Jo Bhagwan se milai wo gyan.
Jo Bhagwan se milai wo gyan. Everything is right. Sab barabar hai. And especially what Prabhuji said, this is what I needed. Srila Prabhupada says, what is knowledge? Knowledge means to know what is the body, what is the spirit soul, who are we, where are we supposed to go? That is knowledge. That is the reason when he went to MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Where is this, Prabhu? MIT? Boston? Boston, yeah. So Prabhupada went to this college, MIT. It is bigger than IIT, right? Anamanand Prabhu. I don't know. So when he entered this college and he, people took him on a tour. This is technology, computer technology, this electronics, this electrical, this mechanical, this. And then there was a conference and Srila Prabhupada was about to address the students and the professors. So the first thing he said that, I'm really happy to see so many departments of knowledge. But may I know, where is the department of knowledge which teaches the science of the soul? Science of the soul. The word soul was heard for the first time by the professors. What about a department there? If this is not there, then it is useless. Then all this education is useless. Then he even said that your technology is doing tremendous progress in making a horseless carriage and a wingless bird. You got it, what Prabhupada said? Your technology is advancing at a fast pace to make a horseless carriage and a wingless bird. But have they made a soulless body? If you do that, then I'll offer respects to you all. The knowledge means to know what is the body, what is the spirit soul, and what is the relation. And Srila Prabhupada would even also say knowledge. And he would quote on Chanakya Pandit. He said, getting triple PhDs and doing doctorates and whatnot, that is not knowledge. Prabhupada says, knowledge means matravat paradareshu. To consider every woman other than your wife as mother. To consider others' wealth to be stone and pebbles. And to have compassion on living entities. This is knowledge. This is Srila Prabhupada, so clarifying. What is knowledge? Then, Srila Prabhupada, actually, Srila Prabhupada would be very heavy. Sometimes he would chastise people and say, why people are so ignorant? Why are people so ignorant to know the truth of life? They're rascals. They're sleeping like dogs. Working like asses. And he used so much of examples defining a materialistic man. So one disciple said, Prabhupada, Hari Bol. Prabhupada, they are ignorant. Why are you so harsh on these ignorant people? You should go soft. Prabhupada became more angry. And he said, ignorant? How can you say they are ignorant? When a person knows how to eat, person knows how to sleep, person knows how to mate, and person knows how to defend. Can't he have that much of understanding or that much of intelligence to know why is he suffering? That is Buddhi Yoga. And that discriminates between a human being and an animal. Why am I suffering? Why is there suffering in my life? What is the solution for this suffering? Like Srila Prabhupada, human beings mean discrimination. This is suffering, this is happiness, this is. And he would give an example. Suppose there is a sweet meat kept on a table on the road outside, huge box. Diwali is just approaching and you just keep the box open. 2-3 boxes open, no sign written, just kept on the road, on the table. Who will come? A human being will see. He may have the desire to take and taste one, but he won't dare. He'll just see and go away. But when an animal comes, will he see, acha, is it from the Radha Gopina temple or is it? The first thing that animal will do is go and taste. Why? Why? No sense of discrimination. Exactly. Prabhupada said, that differs between a human being and an animal. A discrimination. Human being will think, is it meant for me? Am I invited? Or am I a bin bulaya mehman? For an animal, everything is for him. Similarly, Prabhupada is saying, this is the difference between a human being and an animal. A human being knows, this is my sister, this is my mother. But animal, does it discriminate? No, that is a difference. And Prabhupada is so perfect. So that's why the purpose here is you do devotional service, those are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Ultimately, knowledge means to know Krishna. Buddhi Yogam. And when you know Krishna, you know everything. It reminds me of knowing everything. And it reminds me of one particular pastime of Srila Prabhupada. One personality came to his room. I think it was in India. And Prabhupada was speaking in Bhagavad Gita. He said, Swamiji, आप भगवद गीता में प्रचार कर रहे हो क्या फायदा व्हाट इज द यूज ही सेड व्हाई नो यूज नो मैटर हाउ मच यू प्रीच आप कितना ही प्रचार करो नो फायदा नहीं क्यों कि जब तक जिस दिन तक पाकिस्तान है आप ये भगवत प्रचार कर ही नहीं सकते हो As long as there is Pakistan existing in this world, you can't preach Bhagavad Dharma. Now, since I was a kid, I have heard many patriotic statements from many patriotic leaders. Swaraj is my birthright and I shall have it. Tum khoon do, hum tumko azadi denge and what not, many things. But this one patriotic statement of Srila Prabhupada, it really touched me. It was better than all the statements which I have heard since time immemorial. Since Swaraj is my birth. You know what Prabhupada said? He didn't say, yeah, barabar, right. As long as there is Pakistan, we can't preach this Bhagavad. He said, Pakistan? Haan, as long as there is Pakistan, you can't preach Bhagavad Dharma. Really? You know what he said to that question, the person who asked the question? He said, Pakistan, small Pakistan, and that is creating problem to you. Forget Pakistan. Pakistan ko bhul jao. Duniya ko Bharat banao. Bhagwat prachar karke duniya ko Bharat banao. Preach this glory of this Vedic culture and make the whole world India. Pakistan apok Bharat ban jayega. This is Buddhi Yoga. Goal is Krishna. No amount of patriotism, no amount of Desh Bhakti, it is not that important. As long as you are loving Krishna, that is important. Dadami Buddhi Yogam tam yena mamupayantite. As I said, the person who knows Krishna, he knows all the subject matters. Like I'm asking the question. When did man... Shishi Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Shishi Gaur Nitai ji ki jai. Shishi Gopal ji ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Brinda ki jai. Okay, apparently, asking a question. When did man first land in moon? That time Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He was in London. And he said his disciple, get one TV set. And the disciple got one TV set and they're landing on the moon. And Srila Prabhupada was just looking at this and disciples were excited. They're landing, the first time the man is landing in the moon, landing on the moon. Papa said, it is a hoax. They are bluffing. It is cheating. The whole world is saying that man is landing on the moon. But here one person saying, no, it is bluffing, it is cheating, this, that. Why? Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantite. And today, after so many years, India launched one project where they will land in moon in some 2014. And just 1 month back, they said, we have scrapped the project after spending so many crores of rupees because it is not possible. And today, it seems there was another news that the scientists, after long discovery, they have come to a conclusion that there is water in the moon. Hari Bol. That Srila Prabhupada is saying since 1966, there is life everywhere. But today they have discovered it. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. Serving Krishna, he knows everything. Everything. So, Srila Prabhupada here is emphasizing this path of Krishna consciousness, that is buddhi yogam. Two things are very essential. One is association of devotees and the association of the spiritual master, especially. Because when we are in association of devotees and spiritual master, we are fixed up in our Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we'll always be bewildered. It is not easy. Association is the most important thing. And Srila Prabhupada writes here that once the goal is fixed, what is the goal? What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? What is the goal? Servant of Krishna. Anyone else? Devotional service. Anyone else? To go back to Godhead. Ultimately, service to Krishna, devotional service, go back to God. It is centered around whom? Krishna. The goal is Krishna. And once the goal is set, Prabhupada writes here beautifully, when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed and the ultimate goal is achieved. The path is slowly but progressively traversed. This is very important. That is the reason one of the devotees says in the Madhva Sampradaya, a very great acharya, he says the biggest austerity, the most powerful austerity a devotee can perform in his life is not Chaturmas with only one water, one time water all the 4 months. No, that is not the big austerity. Not chanting 64 rounds. No, that is not an austerity. He says, the biggest austerity a sadhak can perform in devotional service is patience. Because once the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed. Have patience. Because generally it's the faith of the devotees are tested every now and then. I am chanting since many years, but am I going to get the goal? Who knows? At the end moment of my life, I come to know that there is no person called Krishna at all. Or this process, I chanted all throughout my life, but who knows? At the last moment, everything what I learned and heard, I was denied every sense gratification because of this process. No. Patience. That's why devotees, this Vadiraj Swami says, if a devotee has patience in life, especially in every aspect and especially in devotional service, then the goal is easily achieved. Have patience. I am since 20 years, 16 rounds, but still, anarthas are still there. Patience. I have gone to all the holy places, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. I have taken dip in all the holy kunds, but no transformation of the heart. Patience. Continue. Continue doing it. Patience. I have read Srimad Bhagavad Gita 100 times, Bhagavatam many times, but still I feel there is no transformation of the heart. What is the solution? Patience. And Prabhupada gives a beautiful example. He gives, like, suppose this fan on the top, you switch it off from there, the main button. Will the fan immediately switch off? It will rotate and rotate and rotate. There is a momentum. And after some time, it will switch off. Similarly, in our life, taking to Krishna consciousness is switching off all the karmic activities. But since there was a momentum in our life, It will take time to adjust. Because we are here in this material world since time immemorial. And we are in Krishna consciousness just few years. 10, 20, 30 years. See, imagine the proportionality. Millions of years in material world and just 20 years in Krishna consciousness. It will take time. But what is the sutra? Patience. Have patience. You will achieve the goal. Have patience. Don't leave. Patience. That is what all the acharyas say. Just patience. You'll come. You'll get to know Krishna. Actually, recently, we were in Udupi for the Janmashtami. And there's a Swamiji in Udupi and the devotees who went to meet him. And this devotee asked him a question. He said that, Swamiji, give me the blessings that I love Krishna 24 hours a day. I love Krishna. I only love Krishna and no one else. So Swamiji looked at him and he said, that's a good desire to love Krishna. But first you should have knowledge about Krishna. Only then you will love Krishna. So he asked, how can I get knowledge about Krishna? So the Swamiji said, you'll get knowledge about Krishna only when you hear about Krishna. When you hear about Krishna, you know Krishna. And when you know Krishna, you love Krishna. That is why devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can you show God? Can you show us God? Can you show us Krishna? So the first thing Srila Prabhupada would reply back is, okay, I will show God, but will you please tell me what will you do after seeing God? You first tell me that. After seeing God, what will you do? That is more. Then I will show God. He said, just seeing God without loving God, it is just exercise for the eyes. There is no development of love. It just reminds me of one incident. Just few years ago, one devotee from our congregation got an opportunity to be in front of Tirupati Balaji. And this is a nice example. Tirupati Balaji, to get a darshan of Tirupati Balaji in Tirumala, it's like, how many minutes? Seconds. So this devotee got an opportunity to sit for the Abhishekam of Tirupati Balaji. Abhishek lasts for 1.5 hours. And you can just sit in front and just see the beautiful form of the Lord. So this devotee somehow or the other got an opportunity, get inside the altar and just sit in front of the Lord for 1.5 hours and just watch this beautiful form and the beautiful Abhishek, which is rarely seen by many people all over India. It is like, if you book for an Abhishek ticket now, today you go and book, I want an Abhishek ticket of Tirupati Balaji, you get a ticket after 25 years. And Abhishek is done only on Fridays. And after 25 years, one of the Fridays, you will get a ticket. So this devotee got an opportunity to just sit in front of Tirupati Balaji. And this devotee went in front. And luckily, this devotee was right in front of the Lord. In that seven gates, he was right in front of the Lord. Just before the devotee, there was one lady from the Prime Minister's office, New Delhi. So they were given the first opportunity to come and sit in front. Abhishek starts at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And it goes up to 4:15, 4:30. So the devotee took his bead bag and was just chanting, just seeing the beautiful form. But right in front of him was that lady from the PMO office. And it started at 3, the Lord, the entire darshan. Beautiful darshan of the Lord. It started and pouring water, honey, everything, panchagavya. And just in front of this devotee was this lady from the PMO office. And the minute the Abhishek started and the Veda mantras were just resounding the entire temple, That time this lady, it is 3 o'clock. I think this is the first time, I think this lady in the front from the PM that got up at 3 o'clock. And from 3 o'clock, and this devotee is telling me, from 3 o'clock to 4:30, this lady in front of this devotee dozed off to sleep. This reminded this devotee of Prabhupada's statement, even if God comes in front of you, please tell me what are you going to do? Go off to sleep? What is the use then? This is what happens. You can't just concentrate your mind on the Supreme Lord. It is not easy. Another example. Just recently in Jagannath Puri, this is a devotee and he got an opportunity to get on the rath, on the cart. And the Lord was about to get down to go to the Gundicha. And this devotee, two of them just told some policemen and they just got on the cart. And they're right next to Jagannath. It was the day when the Lord gets inside the Gundicha. And it's in the evening, generally. So they got on the cart at 7 o'clock in the evening. Hoping that by 9 o'clock, the Lord will be proceeding to Gundicha. And it was an initial excitement that I'm just sitting next to the Lord. And just the chanting began and prayers began. And it was like, my Lord, thank you very much for giving this opportunity. We're just sitting next to you, seeing some lakhs of people on the road. And myself next to you, it's once in a lifetime. And 7 o'clock, and the chanting intensified. It became 7:30. The Lord didn't move. They looked at the watch. It's 8 o'clock. And then 9:30. 10 o'clock. Then this devotee thought, why is the Lord not going? It's already too late. Why is he not moving? He should go by now. It reached 11:30. And then they prayed, my Lord, please go. And then this devotee was seeing many scenes in front of Lord Jagannath. There were people coming. And there was one more person. I think a panda with a camera. He said, just stand next to the Lord. And you just stand, pose, as if he's posing for next to a Bollywood star or a cricket star. And he snapped. And person just holding his hand, please click another photograph, and it is clicked. And this reminded this devotee, again Prabhupada's statement, even if God comes in front of you, tell me what are you going to do? That is more important. If this is not there, bhajatam, priti purvakam, then it becomes an austerity. Like I remember when we went for a yatra to Hirchor Gopinath. It was many years back. Hirchor Gopinath in Remuna. So Maharaj was, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying, the same Lord, same temple, same area. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered this place, he fell down unconscious. When Madhavendra Puri entered this place, he fell unconscious on seeing the beauty of the Lord. When you are going inside, it is not unconscious. You want to run away from that place. Why? Same Lord, same place. There is no change. Why? Why we are not falling unconscious? Question to all the audience. Same Jagannath. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would look at Jagannath, he would start in the morning at around 7 o'clock. He would just look at the beautiful eyes of Jagannath. Beautiful beauty of Jagannath. How many minutes would he look at Lord Jagannath? Any idea? Morning till 7 o'clock till 7:15, Darshanarthi. How many hours would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu look at Lord Jagannath? He would start from the morning, it will go up till midday. Inside the altar, Lord Chaitanya just looking at the Lord. So Maharaj asked this question to the devotees. Same Lord, same place. Why are we not falling unconscious? Oh my Lord, hey Gopinath, and falling unconscious like Madhavendra Puri and Chaitanya. Why? Question to the audience. Any guess? No attraction? Good. Anyone? No love? Anyone? Anarthas. No attraction, no love, anarthas. Material desires. Okay, very good. Everything is right. Anyone else? Just give a guess. No love for God. Everything is same. Everything is right. All the answers were right. Maharaj said, problem why we are not falling unconscious in front of the Lord is because we have a pre-planned ideas. After watching the Lord, I have something else to do also. After the darshan, I think I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll do this. So we are already giving some priorities more than the Lord. So that is the reason. That is the reason. Am I saying that? Because we are giving more priority to something else other than the Lord, we are not falling unconscious. We are not having that love of God. In reference to this, once Srila Prabhupada was singing, you know the Brahma Samhita verse? Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Ridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunasvarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. What is the meaning of this? Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Premanjana means? Premanjana. Yeah, we'll give you a time for this. Yeah, I'll give you a time. What is the meaning of Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena? Brahma says, as long as the eyes are anointed with the love of God, then the Santa Sadaivarida Yeshu Viloka, the devotees will see within their heart who? Santa Sadaivarida Yeshu Viloka Yanti whom? Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Your eyes should be anointed with the salve of love. Then Prabhupada stops the kirtan there. He keeps the kartal and he asks the audience, what is this Premanjana? What is this Premanjana? Many people are coming and asking me, Swamiji, can you show me Krishna? Can I see God? Can I have a darshan of Krishna? Can you show me Krishna? I am saying you can see Krishna 24 hours a day, provided you should have Premanjana. Now, what is this Premanjana? What is this salve of love? What is this ointment of love? What is that ointment? Anyone, any guess? If you have this ointment of love in your heart, you can see Krishna 24 hours a day. What is that ointment? Was that? Faith. Okay. Anyone else? Good. Faith. Service. Service. Okay. Which type of service? Devotional service. Which type of devotional service? What is the mood of devotional service? You are coming right. Service. Faith. Service. In that faith, faithful service. I mean, what type? Huh? Loving devotional service. Go further down. Loving means what? Favorable devotional service. Okay, go ahead. Unalloyed devotional service. That is what Srila Prabhupada said. Unalloyed. Unmotivated. Uninterrupted service. That is unalloyed. That is the salve of love. Regards to this, Rupa Goswami says in the Nectar of Devotion, what is pure devotional service? Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttamam. There are many people who do bhakti in India. Are hum bhi bhakte yaar. Aap 2 ghanta karte hai, main 2 minute karta hai. Bhakti to bhakti hu. No. Anya bilashita, doing devotion without any material desire. That is the salve of love. He said you do devotion without any material desire. There is Krishna and he will be revealed to you. I guarantee it. You will see Krishna 24 hours a day. You will be with Krishna 24 hours a day. I guarantee it. Provided you don't have any other motivation. And that is the salve of love. And that's why I remember when we are about to take the darshan of Tirupati Balaji in one of our South Indian yatras, Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, Jesus. So now we are going to see Tirupati Balaji. Millions of people are already there on the line to have darshan of Tirupati Balaji. But with a big list. This. Then, please, that is the list. What should be your list being in the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under Srila Prabhupada? What should be your list when you go in front of Tirupati Balaji? Because Balaji is such a powerful Lord, He will fulfill every desire. But what should be your desire when you go in front of the Lord? Anyone? What Maharaj say? Anyone? Just a guess. Fourth verse of Sikshashtakam. Anyone else? What should you go in front of the Lord? What should you pray? My Lord, I don't have a business. I think if you just improve, then I'll come every year. My Lord, I'm not that educated. If I give me a good admission in one of the best universities in US, or maybe I can do an MBA there, and with lots of money, I'll come and put in your hundi only, nowhere else. What should be? As Prabhupada rightly said, Maharaj said, this should be your prayer. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim. My Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. Nor do I desire beautiful women. Nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. If this is this, Prabhupada says, as Prabhupada said, this is the ointment of love. When you put in your heart, you can see the Supreme Lord 24 hours a day. If this is not, then there's problem. Prabhupada says, our goal is Krishna. If coming to Krishna consciousness, Krishna is not our goal, then there is problem even within our movement. Even within the devotee circles. Even within any temple. If this is not our goal, Krishna, that's it. Whatever comes, it is just, I can brush it off. If Krishna is my goal, why to care for there anything else? The problem is, Krishna at the present moment is not our goal. To become famous, people should know me. Even in the temple, yaar, mereko nahi jante yaar. That is the problem. That's why Srila Prabhupada saying, Anya Bilashita Shunyam. So, actually, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport also, even if a devotee is not intelligent, I think before starting the class, I just said this verse, you know, even if a devotee is not intelligent, if he is, I said one point, if he is sincere, Krishna will help him. If he is sincere, sincerity means, anyone, just give a chance. No duplicity. Correct. Honesty. Correct. No duplicity. And in this moment, during the time of Srila Prabhupada, one devotee came in front of Srila Prabhupada and he asked him one question. Worth listening to this. Srila Prabhupada, yes, your movement is perfect. Yes, because it's coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahamantra is perfect. Yes, it is non-different from Krishna. Philosophy is perfect. Yes, it is Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. And Guru Parampara is perfect. Then why are devotees falling down? Why are devotees leaving the movement? Good question. Everything is perfect. When why are devotees not having taste in continuing? Why are they leaving in between and leaving and going back to their old ways? Everything is perfect. Everything is good. Why are people leaving down? Why are devotees leaving the movement and falling down? And Prabhupada said, a devotee will never fall down. A devotee will never fall down. But a pretender will surely fall down. That is the reason to be in Krishna consciousness. Even if I am not intelligent, let me not be a pretender. Let me be sincere. I am sincere in my devotional service. Sincerity means no honesty, no duplicity. That is what Sri Prabhupada said. A devotee will never fall down. So in conclusion, Prabhupada has made this process very simple, very easy. Not had to do much things. In one of his lectures, he would mention, even if you don't understand Bhagavad Gita, no problem. You don't understand the philosophy, no problem. He was telling to this, the hippie cult of US and UK. Even if you don't understand, no problem. You have this tongue. Just use this tongue in just doing two things. What is that? Use this tongue in doing only two things. Anyone tell me? What are the two things you can do by this tongue? Chanting, then have Krishna Prasad. He said, I expect only these two things from you. Very soon, you will realize Krishna. See the amount of discount given by an acharya to the age of Kali. Even if you don't know Sanskrit, no problem. Not a Vedic scholar, no problem. Don't know Bhagavad Gita, no problem. Can't sing properly, no problem. Can't speak properly, no problem. Tongue should be used in only two things. Krishna Prasad and Krishna Kirtan. You will realize the Supreme Lord. You will know Krishna. You will see Krishna. And there is a gulf of difference between knowing and seeing and realizing. I know I am not the body, I am the spirit soul. But have I realized that I am not the body, I am a spirit soul? I know Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna. But have I realized that Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna? I know this material world is Dukkalayam and Asashvatam. But have I realized that material world is Dukkalayam and Asashvatam? There is a gulf of difference between knowing and realizing. And that's why Prabhupada wrote that book. What is that? The Science of Self-Realization. Realization. Knowing will hardly take 1 minute. You are not the body, you are a spirit soul. Okay, I know today, from today onwards, I know that I am not the body. But realizing takes a lifetime. This is a process. Coming in association of devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, having Krishna Prasad, tasting Krishna, everything, all the details of Krishna. It's the process of realizing. Otherwise, knowing, everyone would have been, that's why Prabhupada said, only by Krishna consciousness you can realize the presence of Krishna. Only by Krishna consciousness, by chanting Hare Krishna, you will realize that you are not the body or the spirit soul. By seeing, by knowing, you don't realize. You just know. For example, in the hospitals, there are some post-mortem rooms. Doctors don't do post-mortem. There are some special people kept to just bifurcate the body and do the post-mortem. He is doing every day many bodies are post-mortemed by this personality. Is he a very, very big realized soul? He is in the deepest of the deepest of the deepest of ignorance. Because without intoxication, he can't touch one body. Another example, in the crematoriums, people who take the bodies and keep it on the, to burn them, they every day, they just do it. 100 bodies, but are they highly realized people? They are in the grossest of ignorance. Why? Because knowing and seeing doesn't help us. Realizing will help us. And realization is the process of Krishna consciousness. Science of self-realization. So in short, in ending this class, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing here, ददामि बुद्धि योगं तं येन माम उपयं तेषां सततयुक्तानां भजतां प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धि योगं तं येन माम उपयन्तिते ददामि बुद्धि योगं तं प्रीतिपूर्वकं एंड श्रील प्रभुपादः इज सेइंग इफ यू आर नॉट कृष्ण कॉन्शियस यू विल बी अनहैप्पी no matter who you are. So in short, before ending this particular session, a riddle in the end, as usual. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what is that? In Mahabharata serial, every time they would, before the start, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyudhanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamya. So whenever there is a decline in religion and the rise in irreligion, I descend. Okay, this is the fourth chapter. In the 18th chapter, Krishna says, sarva dharmam parityagya mamekam sharanam raja. Abandon all religion and just surrender to me. Now just tell me, before ending this class, you just take home message. What is Krishna telling here about dharma? What dharma is he emphasizing on? Fourth chapter, he is saying, whenever there is a decline in religion and the rise in irreligion, I descend millennium after millennium. Got it? And in the 18th chapter, he is saying, abandon all religion and surrender to me. Now, what is Krishna emphasizing? What is this religion Krishna is just highlighting on? Which religion? Is he coming when Hindu dharma is down and other religions are coming up? Which religion is Krishna emphasizing on? Anyone? What religion? Which religion? You got my question? Everyone got my question? In the fourth chapter, Krishna says, whenever there is decline in religion and rise in religion, I descend. Got it? And in the 18th chapter, he says, kick out all the religions and surrender to me. Now tell me, what is Krishna emphasizing? What is the meaning of religion according to Krishna? What religion? Is he just propagating Hindu religion? Christian religion? Which religion? Anyone? Yuga Dharma? Okay, anyone else? Which religion? Was Krishna emphasizing on be a Hindu after reading the Bhagavad Gita? Hindu word is not mentioned. What is that religion? Anyone? Atma or? Acha, acha. Okay. Anyone else? Which religion is Krishna emphasizing on? And Prabhupada gives a beautiful example. Krishna nowhere mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, from today onwards, you become a Hindu. Follow Hinduism. Gar se gaum Hindu hai. No. Hinduism is put by some people from the other border because those who are near Sindhu become a Hindu. What Srila Prabhupada is saying that? What religion? Sanatana Dharma. And then he gives a beautiful example. A salt. What is the nature of that salt? What is the religion of that salt? Okay, come back. Religion of salt is salty. Religion of sugar is sweet. Religion of water is liquidity. Religion of the spirit soul is Jiver Swarup Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das. And that is the religion which Krishna is emphasizing in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And in the 18th chapter, he says that any religion which doesn't teach you to surrender to me, abandon them. Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Thank you very much for your kind attention and patience. Any questions or any comments in this regard? Haan ji. हाँ अखबार में लिखा है कि एक दिन 20 साल के बाद आदमी अमर हो जाएगा. वो तो 20 साल के नहीं, वो तो हम बहुत सालों से पहले सुन रहे हैं कि अमर होने की अमर है शरीर अमर नहीं है, आत्मा अमर है. वो 20 साल क्यों, अभी भी आप अमर ही है, सिर्फ शरीर का मृत्यु है. शरीर हम अमर नहीं कर सकते. जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि दुख दोषाणु दर्शनम, दैट इज कृष्णा का जो वाक्य है वो बराबर है. शरीर को हम शाश्वत नहीं रख सकते, जीवात्मा शाश्वत है. एनी अदर क्वेश्चंस? यस प्रभुजी.
Point you mentioned very nicely that even in the temple, sometimes if your goal is not Krishna, if you're not Krishna conscious, then we can have problems in the devotees in the temple also. So we know that we have to how do you balance, like suppose we need love, association, kindness, we need reciprocation. So sometimes we don't get, suppose we don't accept, get those things properly and proper this thing, and our natures are not this thing. Then we tend to get angry, and that could be seen as a lack of Krishna consciousness. But at the same time, there are human needs also. So how do you balance these things in that sense?
That is nature's of every human being. It depends. As long as one is not fully Krishna conscious, we are subjected to the human frailties, especially, you know, frustration, getting angry, or all these stuff of emotions. But being a devotee, being in Krishna consciousness, we should know everyone is in the path. Everyone is in this path. It is like Krishna consciousness is like you are below a shower. Lot of dirt. We were in the sewage. And suddenly we came out and entered the bathroom to take a shower. We were in sewage for just 10 minutes. But other must be in sewage. Other person who has come to take shower must be there for the last 1 month. And he is there also behind, below the shower. It will take time. But as long as the shower is on, the cleansing process is going on. Similarly, devotees who are there, everyone is under the shower. Krishna consciousness. Some past tendencies are there, but we should overlook them. We should overlook them and see that since they are under the shower, they are following the process, today or tomorrow, one day is sure, they are going to be pure. Everyone has some defects, but since we are under the shower of Krishna consciousness, process is perfect. We should not leave the shower just because he has too much of muck on his body and I am taking shower and he is also taking shower next to me. I can't stand him. I leave. Are you leaving? But who is going to clean you? Stay below. One will be cleaned. That's why, again going back to that point, what is required? Patience is a key word. Anyone else? Yes. Yeah, Sanatan Dharma means that which can't be changed. Salt. The religion of salt. Salty. Can you change salt to become a sugar? Can you change a salt to be a sugar? No. No matter how much you try, it will remain salt. Similarly, living entities have a religion. You, me, everyone in this room. What is a religion? Just as saltiness is the religion of the salt, the religion of living entity is serving Krishna. That can't be changed. No matter today that living entity is in the body of a big multimillionaire or he is in the body of an American president. As long as that living entity is not serving the Supreme Lord, he is not in his original position, he will be unhappy. Got it? Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. We think happiness comes by accumulating from outside. No. Happiness comes when you revive your lost relationship. You revive your religion. That religion is loving Krishna. And that is what Krishna is emphasizing in the Bhagavad Gita. Got it? Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Or we just go for Kirtan? Kirtan. Thank you very much for your patient hearing, kind hearing. And any mistakes, please overlook this. And please pray for me so that I become a pure devotee. Without any material desires, with eyes tinned with the salve of love. Thank you very much. Jai Sachidanand Prabhu will be leading the Kirtan.